Assemblymember Lauren Jones proposed an amendment to keep the Parks and Recreation Director as head of the pools. He said the empowered board would still be responsible for budgeting and operations.
It sets up a dual responsibility for the Director of Parks and Rec, and that he will be answerable to the empowered board for the pools when the issues are the pools.
For the rest of the time, Parks and Recreation Director Kirk Duncan would still answer to the city manager. Duncan started the job in January after heading the city's Public Works Department. Prior to that, he was the manager of the city-owned Eagle Crest Ski Area, which is run by an empowered board. Assemblymember Karen Crane says the amendment is a good compromise. She doesn't see much conflict in having Duncan working for both the city manager and the Aquatics Board.
I think that communication between the two sides and the skills, frankly, that our Parks and Rec director possesses would be a real advantage in this case. And so this is about the only way under which I would favor an empowered board.
Assemblymember Jerry Nankervis says it simply won't work.
When one boss says, I want you to do this, and it directly conflicts with what the other boss says, what you do is you take that baby and you tear it in half, and it's a no-win situation.
Jones' amendment passed with Assemblymembers Nankervis, Kate Troll, and Debbie White voting no. The Assembly directed city staff to add a sunset clause of 3 years and language clarifying the director's chain of command. The amended ordinance is scheduled for public comment at the Assembly's April 27th meeting. Duncan says he understands the concerns about conflict, but he says he's looking forward to the potential challenge.
It's not written in stone that you can't work for two bosses. And if this is a, you know, short-term fix, 3 years, whatever, I'm certainly willing to give it a try. I came to Juneau to take over a government-run ski area. I mean, it was a real challenge. I mean, there aren't very many of them around. So this challenge of working for two entities, I think that sounds like kind of an interesting challenge.
As the Assembly continues to work through the process of establishing the Aquatics Board, the city has hired an outside firm to manage the pools. USA Pool Management also runs Bethel's new city pool. Juneau's last aquatics manager left the position in February, and it hasn't been filled since. Duncan says the contract is for 6 months at a cost of $14,500 a month. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.